you know me well. I seen you and little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking out to me, but I know you're best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is this sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was born, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Could I just have kept the last of my clothes on? Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Job hit a home run and he came on in. Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauders Baseball. Welcoming you into the Marauders pregame warm-up here on the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Pokorny with you, as always, if you're tuning in on the radio side of things, you're on Bally Live or MILB TV. The Marauders at 17-12, taking on the Tigers at 12-17. Bradenton five games off the division-leading Clearwater Threshers. Marauders 7-4, the home record this year, 5-5 in our last 10 games. Leveling the series at 1-1 after a 16-3 thumping of Lakeland last night. Looking to carry that here into a solid Thursday night outing in front of a great crowd here at Lecom Park on Thirsty Thursday. Marauders will have Alessandro Ercolani, the right-hander from San Marino, on the mound. 5.52 ERA form, 1-2 record, 14 2/3 pitch this season. 12 strikeouts, 11 walks. One home run allowed, an opponent's batting .298 against him, making his fifth start of the season. Defensively, Omar Alfonso catches, makes his first appearance of the season after getting called up on Tuesday morning to Bradenton. Nick Cimillo plays at first, Jesus Castillo at second, Tamar Johnson at short, Javi Rivas at third, Davies Tadal in left, and Manuel Torero patrols center field, and Rodolfo Nolasco starts in right for the baby box. Lakeland, batting-wise, at Carlos Pellegrin leading off, the right fielder. Peyton Graham bats second in DHs, Manuel Sequeira plays at second, bats third. Mike Rothenberg, the catcher, cleans it up. Team leader with 16 RBI and 3 home runs this season. Dom Johnson bats fifth. Adinso Reyes sixth at shortstop. Luke Gold in the seventh spot at third. Moises Valero bats eighth, plays first. And Seth Stevenson bats in the ninth spot and starts in center field tonight for Lakeland. Lakeland going just 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position last night. Left 6 men on base. Marauders pitching-wise, 11 strikeouts and 3 walks allowed across the 9 innings of work yesterday. It's easily one of the most solid pitching performances we've seen from them in a winning effort all season. Allowed just 8 base runners, with one of those being a reach on an error in the contest last night. Marauders primed to take the field here at Lecom Park. We'll step aside as the boys jog out to the diamond and the national anthem is played here tonight at Lecom Park. I'm your voice of the Marauders, Ben Pokorny. First pitch right around the corner on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV, and Bally Live. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You've got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You've got to pump it up and make me feel good. Feel so good. And make me feel good. Feel so good. Feel so good.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball on MILB TV, Bally Sports Live, and your Marauders Radio Network. Ben Pokorny with you at Lecom Park on a hot and humid Thursday night along the Sun Coast. The Marauders, as I mentioned in the pregame warm-up blurb, are 17-12, Lakeland 12-17, teams at opposite ends of the spectrum in division. Bradenton second from the top, Lakeland second from the bottom. Tigers 11 games off first, Marauders 5 away. Tigers with a 7-10 record on the road, Marauders 7-4 at home this season. Urkelani gets his warm-up tosses in on the mound, the right-hander with a 5.52 ERA entering this game, the only San Marino-born player and only San Marinese citizen in all of professional affiliated minor and major league baseball in the United States in the history of the game. San Marino, a country that ranks as one of the smallest in the entire world. But a good baseball culture. Beautiful 5,000-seat stadium inside the country. They have a team that plays in the Italian La Liga, as it's called, or Serie A, depending on who you ask. Country with just 33,000 people. And the one man that matters for us tonight is the Marauder right-hander, Alessandro Urkelani. 1-2, got his first win out of the Complex League last week against the Tampa Tarpons in the Thursday night matchup there. Trying to keep the good times rolling here tonight. Throw down to second from the catcher, Omar Alfonso, making his first start of the season after being called up to the Marauder squad on Tuesday morning. Minneapolis, Minnesota native, was an undrafted free agent and joined the Pirates organization. Cimillo at first, Castillo at second, Terrar Johnson at short, Javi Rivas at third. Nadal Torero and Nolasco left to right in the outfield grass. Carlos Pellegrin leading off the game for Lakeland, first pitch to him. Fastball fouled off to the backstop for strike one. We're underway at 6:34 here at Lecom Park. Pellegrin with a 208 average, 4 RBI this season. A one pitch misses high and tight to him, a ball and we're even. Pellegrin has drawn just 3 walks. Surprised to see a leadoff man. It's only 3 walks this season while batting 208. The 1-1 pitch to him. Fastball lined towards the right side, past the glove of Castillo and into right center field. Cut off well in the gap by Nolasco. A leadoff single for Pellegrin to get us rolling here tonight. Lakeland manages 5 hits across 9 innings last night. Left 6 on base, 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Scored a run in the top of the first and were held shutout all the way until the top of the ninth inning. Peyton Graham in the batter's box, 202 average this season. Takes a breaking ball way outside for ball one. Graham leads the Tigers ball club with 20 walks drawn this year. Reached safely 3 of the 4 trips last night, but did not record a hit. Reached on an error, fielder's choice, and a walk. 1-0 pitch at the knees, called a strike, and it's 1-1. Reminder, this is the final game of the week. the Thursday night matchup using the ABS automatic balls and strikes system. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we'll have the challenge set up in place. Pickoff throw to first from Ercolani, diving back safely as Pellegrin. He has a pair of stolen bases this year. Ercolani does have a pickoff attempt successful to his name this campaign. The 1-1. Fastball at the knees. Yikes. Somehow reads as a ball, and it's 2-1. Looked to be in a really good location from the right-hander. 2-1 the count. Ercolani out of the stretch. Fires home. Fastball fouled off. Floats into the protective netting above the Bradenton dugout on the first base side for strike two to even up the count. Marauders in their alternate black uniforms tonight, white pants. Ercolani opted to go with the Marauder logo hat. Every starting pitcher gets to choose the cap the team wears that evening or afternoon. 2-2 to Graham. Urko hunting first out of the night. Pitch. Breaking ball just misses up and away. A ball in the count full to Graham. Ercolani has struck out 12 and walked 11 this season. Trying to limit his free bases. Pickoff throw to first, way off the bag is Pellegrin. He's very lucky that he made it back in time. Great pickoff move from Ercolani. He's really mastered that attempt towards the base. 3-2 pitch to Graham. Check swing at a high fastball. No swing. It's ball four. And the first two men of the night reach safely for Lakeland. Pellegrin up to second. Graham walks for the 21st time this year. On down to first. Brings up Manuel Sequeira. Highest batting average out of any of the starters tonight for Lakeland. 280 the mark, 15 RBI, 2 homers, 320 OBP for the right-handed hitter. 2 on and nobody out. First pitch to Sequeira. Way late with a swing and a miss at a high and inside fastball for strike one. Ercolani does well to get ahead in this at-bat. Righty with the 0-1. Hits the batter. That sounded like it hit the bat. But they're going to give him the hit by pitch. Could clearly hear the ball hit wood. They're going to give him the base, though, and the bases are loaded with nobody out now. Athletic trainer Eric Flores and manager Andrew Graham of Lakeland checking on Sequeira. And pitching coach Matt Ford will use a mound visit here for Bradenton. He's out to the hill. A single, three pitches in, a full count walk to Graham, and then the 0-1 fastball that hit Sequeira. Gives Lakeland the bases loaded with nobody out in the first half inning of the game tonight. Marauders this season in Thursday night matchups, a 2-2 record. Pitching has done great in the first two games, aside from ninth and tenth innings on Tuesday night. 3.59 ERA in the series for the pitching staff. 25 strikeouts in two games for the Marauders pitchers. They've allowed just 5 walks to those 25 strikeouts across the Tuesday and Wednesday matchups. Bases loaded, nobody out for the dangerous Mike Rothenberg. Takes a first pitch breaking ball. Called a strike up and away, and it's 0-1. Rothenberg leads the Tigers with 16 RBI this year. Also leads them with his 3 home runs. Switch hitter batting lefty. A 1 pitch. Offers a check swing and a breaking ball. Low, no swing on the appeal. And the count even at 1. Ball and a strike with nobody out and the bases loaded for Lakeland. Ercolani set the even offering. Fouled off to the backstop for strike two. It's that first out that's so crucial here. Strike out, an infield pop out. Then you set yourself up for an inning-ending double play scenario. And with some of the arm strength we've seen from Marauders in the outfield, imagine some Lakeland runners a little wary to try and tag up from third and score. Urquilani's 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Big bounce back, strikeout, and there's one away. Sets up an inning-ending double play scenario with Dominic Johnson into the batter's box. 240 average, 11 RBI, and two homers for him this season. Had a solid 1-for-3 night yesterday. Strikeout, a flyout, a single, and a walk for him. Chance to add to those 11 RBI he has this year. Kalani has another idea, though. First pitch. Breaking ball misses a hair low. It's 1-0. Sequeira on first, Graham on second, Pellegrin the runner on third. 1-0 from Urquilani. Swing and a tip into the glove of the catcher. Alfonso for strike one to even it up. This would be one heck of an escape for Urquilani if he can get out of here unscathed. Standing way back in the box is Dom Johnson. Urquilani's 1-1. Fastball up. About 6 inches above the belt, misses, and it's 2-1. Righty set. Neutral count, the 2-1 with the bases loaded. Bounce third base side, well, foul into the Lakeland dugout for strike two to even up the count. Can Urquilani pull off the great escape here? 2-2, one away. A tiger on every base. The young righty set. Now steps off the backside of the rubber. Re-engages quickly, looks in for the signs from Alfonso. Urco nods at the signals. Come set. Here's the 2-2. This is up and in with a breaking ball in the count. Full now, pressure pitch. Upcoming for Urquilani and the batter, Dom Johnson. Full count, one out, bases loaded in the top of the first, the pitch. Fouled off, we'll do it again. Urquilani opted to go with a come and get me fastball. About thigh high, maybe a bit on the inner half of the plate, but a real challenge offering in the full count. Needed to be, too. 3-2 again. Popped foul. Out onto the concourse, first base side. And this pressure at bat will continue. Pitch number 8 upcoming. Fresh baseball for Urquilani on the mound. Johnson digging back in. The San Marinese righty set. The third 3-2 pitch. Flied into shallow right center. Urquilani will have Nolasco under it. Runner tags for the plate. Throw home is cut off, and the run scores. Sack fly for Johnson. And the Tigers take a 1-0 lead. Pellegrin scores. Up to third is Graham, and planted on first still is Sequeira. So men on the corners with two away, and Adinso Reyes at the plate. 200 average, 7 RBI, and a homer for Reyes this season. Still say it's a success if Urquilani gets out of here with only one surrendered. First pitch misses way low, fastball overthrown in the dirt, it's 1-0. Urquilani already at 22 pitches. -92 degrees, humid. Stiff breeze blowing down the right field line here tonight. 1-0. Popped foul right side. Out of plane. Down out of the concourse for strike one. One 1-1 with two away, one run in the top of the first for Lincoln. Urkelani trying to pitch out of a little self-created jam here. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Well-thrown breaking ball. Danced off the outside corner. Reyes had no chance of making any kind of solid contact there. Ball and two strikes with two away. Bases were loaded with nobody out. Urkelani a chance to send it to the home half with only one surrendered. The pitch, runner goes. Breaking ball misses. Throw down to second. They got him in a pickle. The run will score on the walk-off play. Sakara's tagged out to end the inning, but he does his job. That's exactly what Lakeland wanted. Scoring is Graham, and it's 2-0 Tigers as we head to the bottom of the first here on the Marauders Radio Network, Bally Sports Live, and MILB-TV.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradensMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradensMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Únete a nosotros para celebrar Copa de la Diversión at Lecom Park. The Bradenton Barbanegras are back this year as we celebrate Hispanic heritage. Join us to see the Barba Negras take the field on April 23rd, June 17th, and July 15th. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Early Monday morning to Friday at 5. Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB-TV, and Bally Live, Ben Picorni with you. At Lecom Park, 2-0 Lakeland the score after a half inning. Troy Melton, the right-hander, is the starter tonight for the Tigers. 3.48 ERA for him, 0-0 record, making his sixth start. 20.2 pitch, 23 strikeouts and 4 walks. Rothenberg catches, Valero, Sequeira, Reyes, and Gold go first, second, short, and third. Johnson, Stevenson, and Pellegrin in the outfield. Jesus Castillo in the box takes ball one. Castillo followed by Nolasco, Johnson, and Rivas in the first four in the lineup. 1-0. Jesus takes low, 2-0. Torero bats fifth. Mojica sixth. Nadal and Cimillo go 7-8. No more. Alfonso bats ninth. 2-0 pitch to the league leader and walks. Gets the call. It's 2-1. Strike way up and outside. Neutral count. The 2-1 to Castillo. Saws one off. Left field side. Out of play. Foul for strike two. Great Thursday night crowd here on a thirsty Thursday at Lecom Park. Local Little League team ran out onto the field with the Marauders today. Had a combined elementary school choir with a little pregame performance, and now the Marauders hopefully going to put on a show like they did last night. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Castillo chases a high fastball, and there's one away. Talking about elevated heaters. Alex Rodriguez made a proposal. Yes, the Yankees third baseman. To lower the top of the strike zone. Talked about how hitters bat well below 175 in the top third of the zone. As Nolasco steps in and takes a breaking ball that misses out, it's 1-0. Not of the opinion ever that changing the game of baseball is inherently good, as Nolasco takes one at the knees for a strike. It's 1-1. Pitch clock has obviously drawn some more support for the game. The 1-1. Fastball in the dirt. Nolasco watches it comfortably. Two balls and a strike now, but when you start talking about curving the edges of the strike zone, making it lower, what this and that, I think it's already tough enough for pitchers in this game. 2-1 pitch. Nolasco way late with a swing at a high heater for strike two. Melton's living in that top third we just talked about. The 2-2 with one away from the right-hander. Right down the middle. Fastball for strike three called, and there's two away. Saw less of that last night, but it's been a theme with this Marauders batting lineup. With a couple of guys going down looking far too often. Tamar Johnson in now. 222 average, 5 RBI, 364 OBP. He takes a cutter way inside for ball one. Tamar, 2-for-5 last night. 1-0 pitch to him. Takes a big cut and a miss at a sinker low in the zone, and the count evens up at 1-1. Melton's even offering. Tipped into the glove for strike two. A ball and two strikes now to Johnson. Melton's 1-2 pitch. Fought off foul down the left field line, out of play by Tamar to stay alive. Melton started against the Marauders in the sixth game of the season. Threw 3 2/3, gave up 2 earned, and allowed just 4 hits. 1-2 again in the dirt. Tamar watches it comfortably. Ball evens up the count at 2-2. Melton gave up 3 walks, struck out 4 in that outing. Has only given up 4 walks in the entire season, so 3 of those 4 walks across 5 starts came in 3 2/3 against these Marauders. 2-2. Misses low. Tamar takes in the count full. Good patient at-bat from the Pirates' number 1 overall prospect. Full count, 2 away, bases empty in the home first. Melton rocks and fires home. Popped foul back behind home plate, out of play. Bouncing on top of the press box, and we'll do it again. 8th pitch of the at-bat upcoming to Tamar Johnson. Melton nods at the sign. He deals home again. Fouled off again. Johnson putting together a good at-bat here. Seeing a lot of pitches, taking some good cuts. 9th pitch of this battle. Extending the pitch count of Melton here in the first. The 3-2 again. In the dirt, ball for a hard-earned walk on 9 pitches for Tamar Johnson. The Marauders have their first base runner of the night with 2 away in the bottom of the first, and Javier Rivas stepping in. Rivas in the cleanup spot, moved up to there tonight after batting 7 and in the back half of the order very consistently past few weeks, but had a homer in a multi-RBI game last night. Leads the team with 19 batted in. Takes a big cut and a miss at a up-and-in fastball for strike one. Rivas batting 229. OBP of 275. Tamar with a good lead off the bag at first, held on by Valero. Fakes a steal as the breaking ball misses out in the count even at 1. Valero the first baseman tonight, but pitched the 8th inning yesterday for Lakeland. As the Marauders were up by 15, was the only pitcher to throw a shutout inning in the game. The 1-1 pitch to Rivas. Javier takes low, 2-1 now. Good to see some patient at-bats from Rivas and Tamar Johnson here in the first inning. Pitch count of Melton now over 20. Melton checks over the shoulder at Tamar, leading off first sets. 2-1 pitch. Way up and in, Rivas with a wild swing and a miss for strike two. Chased one up around the shoulders. Javier opts to call time, steps out. Taps some dirt off the cleats with the bat. Regrips some pine tar up near the barrel and step back in. 2-2, 2 away, runner on first for the Marauders here in the bottom of the first. Lakeland off to a 2-run advantage. 2-2 pitch to Rivas from Melton. Swing and a miss, strike three. Three strikeouts in the bottom of the first for Troy Melton after an inning. It's Lakeland 2, Bradenton nothing to score, and we come back. Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, MILB TV, and Bally Sports Live. Ben Picorni with you in the second inning at Leacom Park. 2-0 Lakeland the score after one inning gone. Urkelani back out there. Dean Soreyes steps in. He was at the plate when Manuel Sequeira was caught stealing to end the inning, but a productive walk-off play as the run came in to score. First pitch of this at-bat. Bounce to the mound. Urkelani fields it coolly, fires it a bit offline, but Cimillo sticks the bag, secures the squeeze for the first out. Fans, Minor League Baseball has announced plans for fundraising dates during the 2023 season in support of American Cancer Society, the Hope at Bat program. A fundraising and awareness campaign in support of cancer research will consist of four donor days across the country where on-field performance by players will generate donations to the American Cancer Society. Luke Gold takes for strike one. Those dates include Mother's Day, where every strikeout, $10 will be donated towards strikeout breast cancer. Urkelani's 0-1 pitch to Gold. Misses away in the count even. Father's Day, each home run hit across the 60 MILB games will be worth $100 towards knocking cancer out of the park day to fight prostate cancer in the United States. 1-1. Fouled off the mask of Alfonso towards the backstop for strike two. Home plate umpire will just kick some dirt off the plate with the foot, trying to give Alfonso some time to recollect after catching one in the mask. Ball and two strikes to Gold. Urkelani trying to steady the ship after a two-run scoring first. The pitch. Wow, misses way up and in. Scary moment there for Luke Gold. He spins out of the way. 2-2 the count now as the batter calls time and steps out. I don't blame him. I'd probably recollect myself after seeing 91, 92 miles per hour up at my face. See if Urkelani comes back to something away after going way inside there. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fastball right over the heart of the plate. There's two away. Second strikeout of the night for the San Marinese right-hander. Brings up Moises Valero, first baseman tonight, pitcher last night, 235 average, 4 RBI, and a 278 on base percentage for the corner infielder. First pitch to him. Fastball tipped into the glove of the catcher, Alfonso for strike one. Urkelani sitting around 91, 92 with the fastball early in the outing here. We've seen him go as high as 95 or 96 on the gun. 0-1 pitch. Bounce towards third. Rivas shades to his left, scoops it up. Strong throw to first in time. And the Tigers are set down in order. Ground out, strikeout, ground out. Good bounce back inning for Urkelani. We go to the home second, 2-0 Lakeland the score. When we come back on MILB TV, Bally Live, and your Marauders Radio Network.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here on MILB TV, Bally Sports Live in the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you at Lecom Park as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Lakeland leading 2-0. Troy Melton struck out three men in the first inning. Gave up a walk in a nine-pitch battle to Tamar Johnson. Bradenton trying to keep up that good offensive performance we've seen in the first two games of this series. Terrero leading off the inning. Takes a big swing and a miss. Got a changeup low in the zone. Went right over the top of it for strike one. Terrero with a team-leading 323 average. A one pitch. Skied on the third base side of the diamond. Under it is Gold. Steps up and makes the grab for the first out. First out not recorded via punch out for the Tigers tonight. Brings up Alexander Mojica. Batting 247 this season, 11 RBI, 2 homers. First pitch misses up and out to him for ball one. Mojica with a 409 on base percentage. Puts him just outside the top 10 in the league. 1-0 on the way. Fastball misses in, 2-0 now. Big club with the Pirates off tonight. Be in Baltimore tomorrow. 2-0 to Mojica. Hits one high to left. Playable for Johnson. He jogs in and squeezes it for the second out. Mojica just getting under a high and inside fastball. Didn't miss it by much. As Davis Nadal up now. Nadal batting 180 this year. 9 RBI, 2 homers, a lot of pop in the bat for the 6-foot, 150-pound utility man. Watches a fastball get called a strike, and it's 0-1. Nadal with a clutch RBI double on Tuesday to send the game to the extra inning. He slices one foul into the seats on the third base side. A great catch made by a fan in the box seats down there. 0-2 the count quickly to Davis Nadal. Steps out, adjusts the batting glove straps. Got to make sure the Evo Shield's good to go too. Now steps back in. 0-2, two away. Pitch. Taken outside. Rothenberg, the catcher, points it back at the pitcher. Melton, he liked the offering. Had the right idea there. Probably looking for a swing and a miss in an 0-2 count. Now the 1-2 home. Nadal cuts and misses at a fastball high and away to end the inning. Three up, three down in the second for Bradenton. We go to the third with the Tigers leading 2-0 when we come back on MILB TV, Bally Sports Live, and your Marauders Radio Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, yeah. Strike one.
Hey, baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your sign.
Strike three.
Back here for the top of the third on MILB TV. Valley Sports Live and your Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you in the third. 2-0 Tigers the score, 9-1-2 in the inning. Due up for Lakeland, Seth Stevenson leading things off. Batting .218 this season, 8 RBI. Is a bunt threat with good speed. First pitch. Fastball fouled off to the backstop for a strike. It's 0-1. Stevenson was off last night. Was 0-4 until collecting an RBI triple and a single in the ninth and tenth innings of Tuesday's matchup. 0-1. Check swing and a high fastball appeal. No. A ball and it's 1-1. Urkelani surrendered a hit, a walk, and a hit by pitch in the first to load the bases. Got out with only two surrendered. This one is lined out to right. Nolasco gets a good read on it and makes a comfortable grab for the first put away of the top of the third. To the top of the order we go in Carlos Pellegrin. He has the only hit in the ballgame for either team. Single, three pitches into the matchup. That spurred a good inning for the Tigers. Kalani nods at the sign from Alfonso and sets. First pitch. Pellegrin with a check swing at a fastball. Appeal down. Ooh. I think he went around there, but Pellegrin gets the benefit of the call, and it's 1-0. One ball offering from the righty. Breaking ball hit high and deep to left. That one heading towards foul territory after it, and three guys are going to watch it drop down on the warning track for strike one. Davies Nadal, Tamar Johnson and Javi Rivas chasing after it, but all three of them might have thought they ran out of room there. See Tyler Gray, Rodgers ticket man in the background of the shot there. Managing things down the left field line on the party patio. Pellegrin stretches out and digs back in. Ball and a strike, righty set. Pitch on the way to Pellegrin. Fastball at the knees. Whew. Registers as a ball, and it's 2-1. Neutral count, two balls and a strike. Urkelani fires. Hit hard to left field. Charging in on it is Nadal. He makes the catch. Check that. On the run. Hard hit line drives, but both into the gloves of Marauders outfielders, and there's two away. A lot of speed in the outfield grass defensively with Davies Nadal, Torero, and Nolasco out there. With Torero and Nadal, you have the top two in stolen bases patrolling the grass tonight. As Peyton Graham pops one up, right side of the infield. That one travels into shallow right. Nolasco under it, makes the squeeze, and that'll end the inning. Back-to-back, 1-2-3 frames for Alessandro Urkelani on the mound as we go to the home third, with Lakeland still leading 2-0 when we return.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BraintonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Tickets Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom of the third on MILB TV, Bally Live, and the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you. With the Tigers leading 2-0 after 2.5 innings gone. Marauders go 8-9-1 to start the inning. Nick Cimillo, the first baseman, leading things off. Cimillo batting .241 this season, has doubled in three straight games. Finding some solid contact, really picking the gaps out well. Play the corners and the catcher position. First pitch to him. This is way up and in. Cimillo leans out of the way for ball one. Only one hit in the game on the first at-bat of the game for the Tigers and Carlos Pellegrin. 1-0. Cimillo pulls it down the left field side. Well foul and out of play. Ball had the legs to probably leave the yard. Settle. Thump into the parking lot. Ball and a strike. Next pitch in there at the knees. Ball and two now. Melton looking dominant through his first few. Four strikeouts, only one walk. Next pitch breaks off in the dirt. Count evens up. A welcome relief for Tiger pitching, who struck out six last night but walked five. Two errors committed defensively by the visitors. 2-2 pitch to Cimillo. Pulled down the left field side again early on the high fastball. It's foul and we'll do the 2-2 at least once more in this at-bat. Wind still blowing stiffly out to right. Cimillo steps back in. Melton shakes off the first. Rocks and fires the 2-2 again. Cimillo tied up by an inside fastball. Check swing, he went around and there's one away. Fifth strikeout and just eight batters faced for Troy Melton. Nine spot man Omar Alfonso up, making his first at-bat out of the Complex League. Hit .144 for the FCL Bucks last year, 17 RBI and a homer. Watches one catch the outer half of the plate for strike one. He's called up to replace Wyatt Hendry, who was moved up to Greensboro, well-deserved move for him. One strike, breaking ball at the knees. Really good spot for Melton. He's nailing the top of the zone with the fastball and really breaking off the deuce right at the knees of every hitter. The 0-2, taken low and away. Catcher Rothenberg liked the offering, gave a point out to the mound. Ball and two strikes. Marauders hitless so far. Pitch on the way. This is up and out. A chase fastball. Well off the high and away corner to even up the count at 2-2. Top of the order man, Jesus Castillo, waits on deck for Bradenton. Infield shifted towards the first base side, the 2-2. Chop towards second. Charging is Sequeira. Makes a gentle overhand toss to the bag and plenty of time to retire Alfonso for the second out. Top of the order and Jesus Castillo we go. The Florida State League leader with 27 walks this season. Batting at a .244 mark. 10 RBI, has found a solid stroke at the plate lately. First pitch to him, hit high and deep to right. That one is back, but it will stay in the yard. Under it is Pellegrin. He squeezes it to end the inning. Marauders set down in order for the second frame in a row, and we go to the fourth with Lakeland leading 2-0 when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauders Radio Network.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Say it better, yeah.
Say you will.
Come on now. Say that you love me.
Say
that you need me.
Say
that you want me.
Say
you wanna please me. Come on now.
Say
come on now.
Say
come on.
Say.
I still remember
Scooby-Doo-Bop,
when you
Scooby-Doo-Bop,
used to be 9 years old.
Scooby-Doo-Bop,
yeah, yeah. Well, I was the fool for you,
Scooby-Doo-Bop,
from the bottom
Scooby-Doo-Bop,
of my soul.
Scooby-Doo-Bop,
yeah.
Scooby-Doo-Bop,
now that you've grown up,
Scooby-Doo-Bop,
grown enough to know,
Scooby-Doo-Bop,
yeah, yeah. But you wanna leave me,
Scooby-Doo-Bop.
You wanna let me go,
Scooby-Doo-Bop, Scooby-Doo-Bop.
I want you to know.
Back here for the top of the fourth on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB-TV, and Bally Sports Live. Ben Picorni with you. Manuel Sequeira leads off the frame. Was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Helped manufacture a run for Lakeland on a walk-off play where he was the runner on first, had a man on the corner, just decided to head on to second. Got himself caught in a pickle, saw a run coming to score. First pitch to him missed. It's 1-0. Ercolani fires again. Hit high and deep to left. That one's got a chance. It's foul. A long and loud strike number one of the at-bat to even up the count. Got a cutter on the inner half of the plate, and Sequeira tad early on it. Ercolani has set down six in a row in the second and third innings. The 1-1 breaking ball hit high and deep to center. Terrero called off by Nolasco. Makes the catch in the gap for the first out. One, two, three innings in the second and third for Ercolani, trying to keep it going now, facing the cleanup man, Mike Rothenberg. He struck out in the first. First pitch to the switch hitting catcher. Fouled off the back, goes flying up on top of the netting near the Marauders' dugout, and bounces back down to the field. Mike, I'm no expert. I think you need some more pine tar. It's always the chance to use the Happy Gilmore line. The bat went further than the ball. Strike one. Rothenberg does rub the pine tar stick on the bat. 0-1 with one away. Bags empty. Ercolani fires home to Rothenberg. He takes a late swing and a miss at an outside breaking ball for strike two. Very well located from Urko. Just tailed into that back door. Really tough one to try and time up after getting a fastball in the inner half. 0-2 on its way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Way out in front is Rothenberg, and there's two away. Third strike out of the night for Ercolani. That's eight straight retired. Dom Johnson up. Had a sack fly in the first. Pitch on the way to him. tips a fastball, and that one caught Alfonso. An uncomfortable spot, unprotected with some padding. Walks it off, seems to be okay. Quick chat between our home plate umpire, Connor Crowell, and Marauder righty Alessandro Ercolani. 0-1 the count with two away. Righty fires, breaking ball, skied into shallow right. Alasco will call it and catch it. That's the third straight three up, three down inning for Alessandro Ercolani. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tigers still up by a pair when we come back on MILB TV Bally Sports Live and your Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th, and 25th, June 8th, 15th, and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th, and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Back here for the home fourth on the Marauders Radio Network, MILB TV, and Bally Sports Live. Ben Picorni with you. In a 2-0 affair favoring the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers. Marauders hitless in the first three innings. Troy Melton, I mean, what more can you say? He's been lights out on the mound for Lakeland. Has struck out 5 of the 10 men he's faced in this game. Only blemish, a 9-pitch walk surrendered to Termar Johnson. Rodolfo Nolasco leading off the inning. Takes low. Pitch just misses for ball one. Nolasco struck out looking on a darn near middle fastball his last time up. 1-0. Late at the heater. Elevated. Fouls straight back for strike one to even up the count. Alessandro Ercolani, Marauders starter, has really settled in after a rough first inning. The 1-1 to Nolasco. Fouls off another high break, or fastball rather, to the backstop for strike two. Nolasco batting 319. The 1-2 pitch to him. Misses upstairs, backs out of the way of it, a ball in the count, 2-2. This has been that meaty part of the Marauder lineup that has been able to generate a lot of runs. In the first two games of this series, 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. 6 strikeouts and 11 men face for Melton, and there's one away in the fourth. Brings up Termar Johnson. Walked in a 9-pitch battle in the first inning. He's the only Marauder to reach base safely thus far in the contest. First pitch goes after a high heater. Shoots it straight back to the protective screening behind home plate for strike one. Oh, one offering. Termar takes a big cut at an inner half cutter. 4 strike, 2, 0-2 now. Melton in a groove here, his 0-2 pitch. Taken outside. Loud grunt as he fired the fastball at 95. About 6 inches off the outer half of the plate. Ball and 2 strikes with one away. The pitch to Johnson. Hits it hard, first base side, but it'll skip 2 feet foul past the bag. Just missing extra bases. It was Tamar Johnson. He'll see another 1-2 pitch here. Melton set the 1-2 pitch with one away to Tamar. Takes, breaking ball low and the count even. That's what we saw in that last trip. Tamar Johnson has seen 15 pitches now in the ninth. Here's the 2-2. Takes low, full count. Tamar has seen more pitches than anyone in the last inning did combined in this trip right here. 3-2. Chop towards first, foul will do it again. Great battle. Tamar Johnson with a new fire at the plate tonight. Shined defensively in the early innings yesterday and came alive with the bat late. Eighth pitch of this at-bat upcoming. Tamar called time. Just the batting glove, stares in at the barrel, takes a little practice wave of the lumber and digs in. Second 3-2 pitch of the battle between Melton and Tamar Johnson on its way. Grounded hard towards the right side. Second baseman Sakara over to it. Sort of first in time to get Tamar by a few feet for the second out. Brings up Javier Rivas. 0-1 with a strikeout tonight. Showed off the bat in last night's game, had 4 RBI. Pair of singles and a home run, also walked once in the game. Takes a breaking ball low that bounces off the dirt into the backstop for ball one. Melton with his toes square to the Tiger dugout, fires the 1-0. Rivas sharply hits it to left. Crossed up by it was the left fielder Johnson, but makes the grab in the end. To end the inning, Bradenton are hitless through four as we go to the fifth. Tigers lead 2-0 when we come back.
This town ain't big, this town ain't small. It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, up, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs.
Back here for the top of the fifth on MILB TV, Bally Sports Live, and the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you. Lakeland leading 2-0 here on a beautiful night at Leacom Park. Great crowd on a Thursday, rather a thirsty Thursday. Ercolani faces Edinso Reyes to start the fifth, who's 0-1 in the ninth. First offering. Fastball overthrown, bounced into the plate for ball one. Ercolani's 1-0. He's set down. Tigers in 1-2-3 fashion in the last three frames. Misses outside. Could not have been by more than a centimeter. It's 2-0. Righty comes together. Hitter-friendly offering on the way to Reyes. He drives one out to left. Davies Nadal backs up to the warning track on it, makes the squeeze on the edge of the dirt for the first out. Good swing, you out. And it brings up Luke Gold. He's 0 for 1 with a K tonight. Make it 10 straight set down since the second inning for Kalani. If not for the hit by pitch and the walk in the first, we might be staring at one heck of a pitcher's duel. Righty's first pitch to Gold. Fouled off to the protective screening for strike one behind home plate. Urquhart's pitch count at 54 right now in the outing. 0-1. Breaking ball misses low and away. Ball and a strike. Gold with the average hovering just above 190. Even offering. This is outside 2-1. Marauders with Joshua Loshorn getting loose in their bullpen and right. Urquhart's 2-1. Grounded up the middle into center field, a base hit for Gold. He was certainly due for one. Top 30 Tigers prospect on base with one away, and that's the first time in 10 men that the Tigers have picked up a base runner. Brings up Moises Valero, who grounded out to third to end the second inning in his first trip of the night. First offering to Valero with one away. Breaking ball misses out. Throw a first pitch deuce like that, you'd have to guess that Urco's trying to hunt a double play ball. Righty's 1-0. Grounded up the middle. Termar to Castillo for one. Relay to first in time, a twin kill. The Marauders with their 37th double play of the season to send us to the home fifth. Halfway through the game here tonight. Lakeland 2. Bradenton nothing to score. We'll be right back on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauder Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. And you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Leecon Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Leecon Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB-TV. And Bally Sports Live for the bottom of the fifth at Leecon Park. The Marauders trailing the Flying Tigers of Lakeland 2-0 halfway through the game here tonight. Only one hit in the game belongs, or rather two now after that last half inning. Pardon. Both belong to the Tigers. Marauders hitless. Only one base runner in the first four innings offensively for the Baby Buckos. And Manuel Torero popped out to third in his first trip. Takes a fastball up and away for ball one. Torero with a stout 319 average. Takes low, 2-0. Changeup misses well below the bottom of the strike zone. Torero, Mojica, and Nadal. 5-6-7 due up here in the inning. 2-0 pitch. Torero fouls it off. Bounces in and out of the glove of the catcher, Rothenberg, for strike one. Now with the pinch count above 60. 2-1 home. Turo with a broken bat, flare out to right. Pellegrini under it, one away. Marauders offense dying for a hit here. See if Mojica can give it to him. He steps in. Saturday night in Tampa last weekend. Marauders had just one hit in the game. It came in the seventh inning, and it was a double down the line from this man, Alexander Mojica. He's 0 for 1 tonight with a strikeout. First pitch to him from Melton. Takes low, fastball bounces into the glove of the catcher, Rothenberg, in the count 1-0. Mojica with a 243 average, 11 RBI, two homers this year. OBP above 400. 1-0 pitch, he's way off of a high fastball with the swing for strike one. Termar Johnson, the only base runner tonight thus far for Bradenton. 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Comfortable take for Mojica in the count, 2-1. Melton fires home the 2-1. Mojica drives it down the left field line. That one hit well. That one is off the top of the wall. Mojica chugging for second. Throw is not in time. A one-out double for Mojica. And the Marauders get their first base hit of the evening. Almost a spitting image of the ball that he hit in Tampa to break up a no-hitter that night, and does so here. Davies Nadal up now. Ball hit 354 feet off the top of the yellow padding of the home run wall and left. If that was it, Steinbrenner Field up in Tampa, that ball would have been way out of there with the very, very short fences. As what some opposing major league managers have called a Little League Park in reference to Yankee Stadium. Nadal in the batter's box, 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Average at 177, two homers for him this year. Takes a big cut and a miss. Four strike one. Lakeland with action in their bullpen. Joe Miller, who was activated today, getting loose. Left-hander taking his warm-up tosses. 0-1-2, Nadal. Fastball misses out, gets away from the catcher. Mojica's going to chug up to third. He pulls in there. And now a run to cut the deficit in half, just 90 feet away for Bradenton. Ball and a strike to Nadal. And the Marauders fans start the chirps after that one. Infield in. Just got to lift something to the outfield here. A lazy wave and a miss from Nadal for strike two. At a pitch about 2 feet outside. Just casted the barrel out there. Mojica on third. One away, 1-2 the count to Davies Nadal. Pitch. Fastball up and outside. Well off the strike zone. Swung on and missed. Strike three, and there's two away. Chance for Nick Cimillo, who's been swinging a good bat lately, to give the Marauders their first run of the game here in a two-out. Runners in scoring position spot. Melton set, first pitch to Cimillo. Takes low, ball one. Marauders batting 259 with runners in scoring position and two outs. 1-0. Bounce to third, foul ball. 6 inches on the other side of the chalk line. Goes down as strike one of the at-bat. Ball and a strike to Cimillo. He's doubled in three straight games. It's a 5-game on base streak to go with it. Mojica doubled with one away. Marauders trying to cash in on their first run scoring chance of the game. Smilla waits on a breaking ball. Fouls it off the end of the bat. Straight back for strike two. Melton set the 1-2. High fastball gets away to the backstop. Mojica's going to come home and try to score. He's in there standing up. Look at the base running from Alexander Mojica. Two wild pitches brings him in from second. And the Marauders have their first run of the ball game. It's 2-1. The Lakeland lead halved. Ball on the pitch, and it's 2-2. The count now to Smilla with two away. Pitch from Melton. Grounded up the middle. Base hit into center field for Smilla. Takes a wide turnaround first. He'll stop there. A two-out knock keeps the line moving for the Marauders. And that brings pitching coach Nick Green out of the dugout. Green chats with Melton and Lakeland catcher Mike Rothenberg on the mound. Up in Greensboro, Wyatt Hendry had his first high A hit a few days ago, joined by Tress Gonzalez, who started the first 3 weeks of the season with the Marauders. Tress is on an absolute tear right now at the high A level. He's hitting .357 there in their game right now up in Greensboro. 1-for-2 with a run scored and a tie ball game at one apiece. Alfonso in the batter's box looking for his first hit at the single A level. Takes a very late swing at a high fastball for strike one. Alfonso had a homer and 17 RBI in 2022 in the Complex League. Melton trying to send us to the sixth. 0-1. Misses outside. Good take by Alfonso to even up the count. Top of the order, and Jesus Castillo waits on deck. Smilla with a good leadoff first. Runs well for a catcher and corner infielder. 1-1. Taken low. Alfonso watches that one kick up some dust for ball two. No better time than the present for your first single A hit if you're Omar Alfonso. Melton's 2-1. Alfonso takes. Fastball misses out, and a 3-1 hitter-friendly count now. Might not be the worst time for Smilla to take off with the pitch. Gotta expect it's going to be either a ball four or something right out over the heart of the plate. 3-1. Driven high and deep to left. Back on it goes Johnson. He'll get crossed up by it. He stumbles. The ball's going to drop. Smilla sent to the plate by Omania. Cut off by the third baseman. Relay not in time. That is an RBI double for Omar Alfonso. And we are tied at two. First hit in single A is an extra bagger to bring in a run to tie up the game. With a little help from a left fielder Johnson, who looked like he was playing Twister against himself trying to catch that ball. And based on what I saw, he lost that game a twister. Smilla scores. Alfonso on second with an RBI as the Tigers go to the bullpen. Cannot fault the effort of Troy Melton in this one. Solid 4 2/3 on the mound for him. We'll step aside as the new arm makes his way to the hill and rejoin you with the man on second and two away in the bottom of the fifth. Tied at two when we come back.
She broke my heart, that girl sure got out of town fast. She bounced, so I bounced in here trying to bounce back. Ooh, I
I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs, who instead of watching this bottle that was filled up just disappear. Sitting here wishing on a neon star up there hanging from behind the bar, hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes true. Hey baby, what's it gonna take for my head to unhurt and my heart to unbreak? Riding on the lightning in this car, sitting here wishing on a neon star. Hey girl, it happens every damn time. You pour it on strong and before too long, this old number seven's on round nine. A lot of dive bar downtime. And ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs, who instead of letting this heart stay beat down, pulling up this chair. Sitting here wishing on a neon star up there hanging from behind the bar, hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV and Bally Sports Live. Ben Pokorny with you in the bottom of the fifth. Joe Miller, the left-hander, is the new arm on the mound for Lakeland. Called up this morning by the Tigers. Had a 6.10 ERA in 2022, 10 and a third pitch for Lakeland. First pitch to Jesus Castillo in the dirt for ball one. 12 strikeouts and 6 walks in that campaign with the Flying Tigers last year. Was a starter in all 4 of his appearances last season. Alfonso on second, RBI chance for Castillo. Takes low. 2 balls and no strikes now. Marauders have roared back. A 2-out rally here, seeing a pair of runs come across. Clutch hitting from Cimillo and Omar Alfonso. 2-0. Misses low, 3-0 now. Miller trying to hone in on the strike zone here in his first outing after getting called up earlier today to this Lakeland squad. Alfonso leads off second, 3-0. Castillo takes fastball inner half at the knees for strike one. 27 walks this season for Castillo. Leads the Florida State League. 3-1 pitch from Miller to Castillo. Jesus takes back foot offering, misses inside, ball four. 28th walk of the season for Castillo, and the inning continues. Marauders taking some really good at-bats. Just putting the ball in play and letting good things happen. Play like Alfonso's drive out to left that was hit well, hit deep, but the left fielder was under it. He falls to the ground, and next thing you know, it's an RBI double. Make the defenders make a play. Nolasco in the box, 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. Time called by the umpire. Calls a pitch clock violation. Pitch was a bouncer in the dirt that was wild anyway, and I think even though Andrew Graham, the manager, is going to argue this one, I think Miller probably glad that was called a pitch clock violation, because otherwise it would have seen Alfonso move up to third and Castillo to second on the wild pitch that went between the legs of the catcher, Rothenberg. First pitch clock violation of the night. 1-0 the count to Nolasco. Andrew Graham trying to plead his case with our home plate umpire, Connor Crowell. Upset by it, but he'll step back towards the dugout now. Nolasco digs in. Chance for Bradenton to take the lead if he can park one down the line or in the gaps. 1-0. Pitch. Nolasco takes way inside. Sinker was headed for a sensitive part on the body of Nolasco there. Did well to lean out of the way. 2-0 the count with 2 away, 2 men on, 2-2 the score. Miller fires home to Nolasco. Rodolfo drives it out to right. Under it is Pellegrin. He squeezes it to end the inning. Marauders pick up a pair of runs off 3 hits. No errors, and they leave 2. through five. We're tied at two at Lecom Park. When we come back on the Marauders Radio Network, MILB TV, and Bally Sports Live.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV, and Bally Sports Live, Ben Pokorny with you. As we start the top of the sixth at Lecom Park, 2-2 the score between the Marauders and the Flying Tigers. A wacky two-out rally for the Marauders there. And the bottom of the fifth inning has us leveled up at a pair apiece. Can't fault the starting effort of Troy Melton, the righty for Lakeland. But now it's the Marauders' bullpen chance to take things over. Joshua Loshorn on the mound to relieve Alessandro Urcolani. His first pitch right out over the heart of the plate at the knees for strike one to Seth Stevenson, who's 0-for-1 tonight. Urcolani finishes with five innings pitched, gave up two hits, two earned runs, walked one and struck out three. 0-1 from Loshorn, just misses the top of the zone, ball one. Loshorn set, the 1-1. Called a strike on the inner half, a ball and two the count now. Loshorn this season has posted a 4.5 ERA, striking out 16 and walking 3 in 12 innings. The 1-2 from the righty. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Stevenson tied up by an inner half breaking ball. There's one away. Carlos Pellegrin in now. A single and a lineout for him tonight, 1-for-2 in the game. Pitch, breaking ball, inner half. Loshorn is nailing that inside curveball and slider to right-handed hitters in these first few offerings. Not much you can do about it except pop it up or wave and miss at it. 0-1 fastball drilled to left, and Pellegrin gets the heater he was probably waiting for. Made no mistake about it, a one-out single. For the top of the order man, Carlos Pellegrin brings up Peyton Graham. He has walked and flied out to right tonight. Marauders fans chirping it up down the right field line. First pitch to Graham. Breaking ball driven out to right. Nolasco crossed up by it, and it's over his head to the wall. Throw into the cutoff man, Castillo. Runner being held at third into second. With a double is Peyton Graham. Don't know what Nolasco read there, but really got crossed up. Ran in about 10 feet. I think if he just stayed put, it would have been right at him. Always tough to read a line. Toughest ball to play. Line drive right at you. One away with two in scoring position. Manuel Sequeira with a chance to give the Tigers the lead right back. First pitch breaking ball from Loshorn misses outside. It's 1-0. Low short and set, the one ball offering home. This is low and away, 2-0. Go ahead, run on third. Man on second as well with one away. Loshorn fires. Swing and a miss. Goes upstairs with the cutter. Sakara right over the top of it for a strike one of the at-bat. Loshorn looks into Alfonso for the signs. Now steps off. Righty set, 2-1 pitch. This is outside with a sinker, and it's 3-1 now. Lights taking their effect here tonight. Starting to soak up the diamond. 3-1 to Sakara. Fastball outer half. Whew. ABS has that as ball four. And the bases are loaded with one away. Does set up the double play, though. Mike Rothenberg, the catcher to the plate. Before he gets to see the first pitch, though, Marauders pitching coach Matt Ford out to the mound to talk with Loshorn and the rest of the Marauder infielder crew. Well, we have a minute. Reminder that tomorrow night at Leacom Park at 6:30 is Women in Sports Night. Pre-game panel with some of the amazing female front office members of our Marauders family, as well as a Star Wars night on Saturday night. Both those games, 6:30 first pitches. Saturday night also being used as Disability Awareness Night at the ballpark. Fireworks to follow that Saturday night. Star Wars game before a Mother's Day celebration on Sunday. Noon first pitch in the series finale. Bases loaded, one away for Rothenberg. He's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Takes a big cut and a miss at a breaking ball, low and away for strike one. Marauders would love to turn their 38th double play of the season right here. No better time than now in the past few weeks than I can think of in this spot. A one pitch fouled off. That one catches the catcher Alfonso in an unprotected spot. Walking it off well around the home plate area. Strike 2-0-2. Loshorn hunting a massive strikeout here. Bases loaded, one away. Tie game at two in the top of the sixth. Righty set. The 0-2 to Rothenberg. Swing and a miss. Strike three. His bat goes flying again. He doesn't even go pick it up. He's just going to let the Marauders keep it at the top step of their dugout, I suppose. Now the bat boy goes to get it for him. So a strikeout and a bat that flew about 50 feet out of the hands of Rothenberg for the second out. Loshorn an out away from pitching out of this jam here. Dom Johnson at the plate. 0-for-1, a sack fly and a fly out. First pitch misses inside. He's barely able to get out of the way of it. Sure, an old-school baseball manager somewhere is barking at him in his head for not wearing that one to bring a run in to score. Loshorn set the 1-0. Check swing at a breaking ball. Appeal. He did not go. I agree with that one there. It's 2-0. Loshorn down in the count with the bases loaded and two away. Two balls and not a strike yet in the at-bat with Johnson. Pitch. Flared to left. That one's going to get down. Runner being sent home. Fielded by Nadal. Throw to the plate. Not in time. Throw to third as the runner tries to advance. He's going to be called safe. Two RBI single for Johnson and Lakeland lead 4-2. Scoring. There's Pellegrin and Graham. Up to third is Sakara. Reyes in the batter's box now. Marauders did so well to tie the game up, now find themselves down by two again. First pitch to Ray as he fouls it off behind home plate for strike one. Just hate to see those two runs come in on a little dinky floater out to left as well. 0-1. Breaking ball well located in her half, taken for strike two. Loshorn trying to pitch out of the jam. He's given up two in the inning, trying to keep it within that mark. Pitch to Reyes. Bounce to third. Rivas charges, fields it. Strong sidearm throw in time to the stretching Cimillo to end the inning. Lakeland get two runs off three hits. No errors, and they leave a pair on base. We go to the home six, 4-2 Tigers the score, and we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay away from the dark side of the Force, Marauders fans, and join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 13th for Star Wars Night. Your Marauders will take the field in Star Wars-themed jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Sarasota. There will also be post-game fireworks, so don't miss your chance to join us. Visit BradentonMarauders.com for tickets.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, MILB TV, and Valley Sports Live for the bottom of the sixth at Lecom Park, 4-2, Lakeland the score. Jamar Johnson leads off the inning. Takes a first pitch slider out over the heart of the plate for strike one. Joe Miller remains on the mound for Lakeland. He's able to pitch out of a jam in the fifth. Next pitch way up and in. Jamar leans out of the way of that one. Probably heard that one whistle right in front of him. 1-1 the count. Jamar digs back in. Miller walked one and forced a fly out last inning. Next pitch, way upstairs, called a strike, and it's 1-2 now. Ball and two strikes to Termar. Takes, change up called strike three. One away. I said it last night, just cannot get a read on this ABS. The Game Day app has that one missing below the strike zone. So I don't know what the difference between the two systems is as Rivas wildly misses a high fastball with a swing for strike one. He's 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout tonight. That flyout was a really well-struck ball, though. 0-1. Takes down the middle for strike two. Calls time and steps out. Dunedin currently leading the Threshers 7-4 in the sixth there. 0-2 to Rivas. Line drive, pace it up the middle. That one's screaming past the glove of the pitcher, Miller. Bouncing off the dirt near second base, Rivas. The hard hit single to give the Marauders a one-out base runner here. here in the home sixth. Brings up Emmanuel Torero. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Rested last evening. Was 2 for 5 on Tuesday with an RBI. A pair of infield singles on that occasion. First pitch. Fouls off a high fastball to the backstop for strike one. Marauders really spreading out their power bats across the order in this lineup tonight. Turo and Mojica go 5-6. Alasco in the 2 spot. 0-1 breaking ball misses low in the count, even up. To Torero, one's across the board, 1-1, one out, one man on. .316 average. Next pitch, Torero way out in front of a slider for strike two. Ball and two strikes to the Marauders. Five-spot hitter Torero, who's 0 for 2 tonight. Due to park one in the outfield. 1-2 pitch. Taken outside, fastball barely misses. And the count 2-2 now. Even up at a pair of piece to Torero. Rivas leads off first conservative, few steps off the bag. The pitch, line down the right field side. Fair ball into the corner. Torero's turning on the Jets. Rivas is going to be waved all the way home by Omania. Torero's heading for third. The cutoff throw into the infield is not going to get him a stand-up. RBI triple for Emmanuel Torero, and the Marauders cut the deficit to one. Said he was due to park one in the outfield grass, and that one got all the way to the right field corner. RBI 18 of the season for Torero. His third triple of the season. Brings up Alexander Mojica, who's 1 for 2 with a double tonight. Sparked the Marauder rally in the fifth inning. First pitch, lines one towards short, past the glove of Reyes and into left. Scoring is Torero, an RBI single for Mojica, and we are tied up at four. Marauders answer back with a 1-2 punch. Four the score, and that brings pitching coach Nick Green out to the mound. Three straight base hits for Bradenton. This offense coming alive in the fifth and sixth innings. Green talks with the catcher Rothenberg and his pitcher Joe Miller. Davies Nadal up now. Nadal 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. Had a clutch RBI double on Tuesday night. Chance to keep the good times rolling here. Watches a fastball miss way upstairs for ball one. Want to know the count to Nadal. Mojica on first, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Davies takes a cut and an inner half fastball. Misses for strike one. Even count, 1-1 with one away. Tied up at four in the home sixth. Pitch. Nadal squares to bunt, pulls back at a slider that misses well outside for ball two. Trying to get a little sneaky with the bunt is Nadal. It forces the third baseman Gold to play up on the edge of the grass. See a couple Marauders in the dugout, everybody up on the rail. As Nadal hits one high and deep to right, this one is back. This one is gone. Let it ride, touch them all. Two-run homer for Davies Nadal, and the Marauders lead 6-4. A four-run bottom of the sixth for the Baby Buckos. They lead for the first time tonight. A no-doubter into the bullpen. Marauders dugout loving it. Javier Rivas threw a water bottle straight in the air, water everywhere when that one left the bat. You want to guess if Davies' teammates are happy for him? I think your answer is right there in what you saw as Cimillo watches the back foot slider miss way inside for ball one. Four straight hits for Bradenton. Three straight RBI knocks. The 1-0-2 Cimillo takes fastball way up and outside, 2-0. Catcher Rothenberg motions for the pitcher Miller to just settle it down a little bit. The 2-0-2 Cimillo takes outside. Whew. ABS gives it for strike one. Two-one with one away on its way to Cimillo. Takes down the middle. Fastball. Right down the heart of the plate for strike two to even up the count. The 2-2 pitch. Fouled off towards the press box. Crashes into the protective netting. We'll do the 2-2 again. Sixth pitch of the at-bat, the second 2-2 offering. High fastball Cimillo takes, and the count full. Full count, one away. Pitch from Miller to Nick Cimillo. Taken low, ball four. Cimillo draws the seven-pitch walk to reach with still only one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Brings up Omar Alfonso, 1-for-2 in the game. An RBI double in the fifth, his first hit at the single A level. Grounded out in the third. First pitch to Alfonso. He fouls it off to the backstop for strike one. The rare left-handed hitting catcher, Omar Alfonso. Jordan Marks, right-hander warming up in the bullpen for Lakeland now. Miller's 0-1. Alfonso takes. Sinker outside for a ball and the count even. Cimillo off first, runs well. Held on to the bag by Valero. Pickoff throw there. Cimillo was back to the bag before the ball even got anywhere close to making it into the glove of the first baseman. Not too much to worry about on the pickoff attempt for him there. Miller set. 1-1 pitch. Taken. Fastball. Right down Route 1 for strike two. Ball and two strikes. Miller set. Trying to get that big second out in the inning. Pitch. Alfonso takes. Slider misses. Not by much. Looked really good. Ball two in the count even. Two-two, one away. Marauders with four across in this sixth inning. Pitch to Alfonso. Fouls it off third base side. Into the seats. We'll do the 2-2 again. Two-two with one away. Second 2-2 pitch to Alfonso. Flies it into left center field. Playable for Stevenson. Over to it. Makes the grab for the second out. Cimillo stays on first. Brings us back to the top of the order. And Jesus Castillo, the eighth man to come to bat in this inning for Bradenton, has struck out, flied out, and walked tonight. Cimillo off first, still being held on by Valero. First pitch to Castillo. Flies one into center. Going back into the right center field gap is Stevenson. He snares it to end the inning. Marauders explode for four runs in the bottom of the sixth off of four hits. No errors, and they leave one man on base. A two-run blast for Nadal gives the Baby Bucks a two-run lead. Going to the seventh when we come back.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at bradensmarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Back here for the top of the seventh at Lecom Park. Ben Picorni with you on MILB TV, Valley Sports Live, and your Marauders Radio Network. 6-4 Bradenton the score. Joshua Loshorn out there trying to steady the ship. First pitch, ground ball. What a play by Loshorn. The spinning back pick on the ground ball. He throws to first, and there's one away. Look what I found. That play has happened to me 700 times in MLB The Show, and every time I say there's no way that that is realistic, and Loshorn proved me wrong right there for the first out of the inning. Valero in, takes a fastball high, not by much, but it's ball one. One ball offering is driven up the middle into center field, a sharp liner. Picked up by Terrero, does well to cut it off. One out single for Valero. He has his first hit of the ball game. Brings up the nine spot man, Seth Stevenson. He's 0 for 2 in the game. A line out and a strikeout for the Lakeland center fielder. Loshorn set, pitch. Swing and a miss. Late with the offering at a low sinker was Stevenson for strike one. Calls time, steps out, grabs the signs from third base coach Andrew Graham, also the manager for the Tigers. Loshorn set, one strike offering. Swing and a miss goes to the slider this time. Stevenson swings like he's trying to loft one out of the sand bunker. Comes up empty in the count 0-2. O-2 pitch from Loshorn. Swing and a miss, strike three. Slider again. Three strikes, two outs. Top of the order we go, and Carlos Pellegrin. Easily the most reliable bat tonight for Lakeland. He has two hits. Counts for two of the six on the board for the Tigers. We've seen that consistently from them. Not just in this series, but away to Lakeland. The first pitch is checked out on a breaking ball. Appeal, no, says the field umpire. That looked like a very hearty hack, but Pellegrin gets the call. It's ball one. The 1-0 from Loshorn. Breaking ball misses about a ball width below the strike zone, and it's 2-0. Tigers still with Jordan Marks warming up in their bullpen. Next pitch, bounce to third. It'll shoot a foot foul. Rivas was Johnny on the spot, though. Goes down as strike one, 2-1 the count. Throws that one to a young fan up there in the seats. 2-1 the count. Loshorn trying to send this game to the stretch with the Marauders up by a pair of runs. Back into the box steps Pellegrin. Loshorn brings the hands together. The 2-1 runner goes. Pitch is fouled off towards the Lakeland dugout for strike two. Loshorn a swing and a miss away from sending this thing to the stretch. Marauders with Junior Tebow warming up in their bullpen in right field. Loshorn. 2-2, two out, man on first, Marauders up two. The righty fires home to Pellegrin. Swing and a miss, strike three. Pair of punch outs in the inning for Loshorn. And he sends us to the stretch with the Marauders up by a pair. 6-4 the score in favor of Bradenton. When we come back on MILB TV, Bally Sports Live, and your Marauders Radio Network. Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV, and Bally Sports Live for the home seventh at Leacom Park. Fans, it all started with one man in a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still a family-owned and operated business specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air. A reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Nolasco leading off the inning. He's down 0-2. 0-for-3 in the game. Next pitch. Fastball misses up and in. Not sure if that caught the bat on Nolasco. No, it's going to be a ball. 1-2 the count. New arm on the mound is Jordan Marks for Lakeland. His 1-2. Nolasco takes fastball, called strike three. Second time Nolasco's gone down looking tonight. There's one away. Brings up Tamar Johnson. 0-for-2 tonight. A ground out, a strikeout, and a walk. But has really done a good job of extending at-bats late into the count. Marks with a 3.29 ERA this year, 13 2/3 pitch. Striking out 9 and walking 8. First offering misses low to Johnson for ball one. Looking for his first hit of the ball game here. 1-0 pitch, check swing, fouled off into the protective netting down the third base side for strike one to even up the count. 1-1 to Termar. Bases empty, Marauders up 6-4. Pitch from Marks. Hard hit ground ball towards second. That one's off the glove of Sakara and into right field. See what that scored here. Base hit for Tamar. Ball hit hard enough, they're going to give him credit for the single. 107 off the bat. Brings up Javier Rivas. He sparked the Marauders' four-run scoring rally last inning with a line drive single. 1-for-3 in the game tonight. Marks his first offering to Rivas. Javi with a late swing and a miss at a high fastball for strike one. Owen 1 to Rivas with one away. Tamar with a good lead at first. Pitch to Rivas. Late swing and a miss again at a high offering for strike two. Tamar Johnson stole double-digit bases last year with Bradenton, has yet to attempt to steal this season. Owen 2 the count with one away to Rivas. Marks checks over the shoulder at Johnson on first. The pitch. Rivas takes breaking ball low. Ball one. Junior Tebow still loosening in the Marauder bullpen in right field. Next pitch, Rivas rolls it towards short. Could be two. No, it's booted. Throw to first. Still not going to get Rivas. He's safe on the air. Men at second and first now for the Marauders with one away. E6 puts men on first and second for Emmanuel Torero. Torero had an RBI triple his last trip in the sixth inning. 1-for-3 in the game. First pitch to him from Marks. Torero takes low for ball one. One and oh the count to Torero. Men on first and second with one away. Pitch on the way. Torero takes fastball at the knees in the count, 1-1. Ball and a strike to Torero. Marauders trying to add some insurance to the two-run lead. Pitch, swing and a miss. Torero late with the offering at an outer half cutter in the count, 1-2 now. A cool and much-needed breeze flowing throughout the ballpark now. What was a hot and humid Florida day? The 1-2. Torero cracks it off the end of the bat. Shot straight towards the Tiger dugout. Foul. And we'll do the 1-2 again. Torero takes some time out of the batter's box. Now walks his way back in. Mark set the 1-2 again to Torero with a pair of base runners on. Pitch. Popped foul, third base side into the seats. Will do it for a third time. Sixth pitch of the at-bat upcoming to Torero. As an update from Dunedin, Blue Jays leading the Threshers 12-4 in the seventh inning. Both results hold here and there. The Marauders will move within four games of first place. 1-2 again. Chopper towards second. On to one. Ball bobbled. Torero's going to be safe at first. Reaching on the fielder's choice. The air washed away. Tamar Johnson up to third safely. Puts men on the corners for Mojica, who's 2-for-3 tonight. A double, a single, and an RBI for the powerful bat of the first baseman turned DH this evening. Men on the corners, two-away pitch. Mojica takes fastball up and in, catches the zone for strike one. Mark set, 0-1 pitch. On the way. Bounced up the middle, slow roller. Charged and fielded. Throw to first, low, but scooped by Valero in time to end the inning. Marauders threatened but plate none here in the bottom of the seventh. Two innings to go at Lecom Park. Bradenton 6, Lakeland 4 the score. We'll be right back on MILB-TV, Bally Sports Live, and your Marauders Radio Network.
Join the Marauders at Lecom Park on Friday, June 16th, as we honor our brave police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel on First Responders Night at the ballpark. Marauders players wear alternate patriotic-themed jerseys as they take on Fort Myers at 6:30. First responders will gain free entry to the ballpark, and family members are entitled to a discounted ticket. Book your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hi guys, it's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV, and Bally Sports Live. Top of the eighth at Lecom. Bradenton leading Lakeland 6-4. Couple defensive changes for Bradenton. Nick Cimillo exits the game. Jesus Castillo moves over to play first base. As the first pitch is rolled to Ryber Romero, chance to introduce him as the new second baseman. His low throw to first is scooped by Castillo, and there's one away. So Romero at second. Termar Johnson stays at short. Javi Rivas still at third. Brings up Manuel Sequeira. Has been hit by a pitch and walked tonight in addition to a flyout, 0-for-1. Junior Tebow's fastball at the knees taken for strike one. Tebow entering the game in relief for Loshorn, who tossed a solid pair of innings for the Marauders. Tebow with a 0-1 pitch that's fouled off to the backstop for strike two. 3.18 ERA this season for Tebow. 9 strikeouts, 9 walks, has given up a home run, 4 earned runs, and 6 hits, and 11 and a third pitched. 2 save opportunities, 2 saves for him this year. Tebow's 0-2 pitch to Sequeira. Breaking ball misses up, 1-2 the count now. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three, high fastball at 95 on the gun. Picks up the second out of the inning for Tebow. Brings up catcher Mike Rothenberg. He's 0-for-3 tonight. 3 strikeouts. 2 of them on 3 pitches, trying to avoid the golden sombrero. First pitch from Tebow. Swing and a tip into the glove of the catcher Alfonso for strike one. A 1 pitch. Just misses inside. A ball in the count evens up. Rothenberg still firmly in the team lead for RBI for the Tigers. The 1-1. Fouls it off to the backstop. Ball and 2 strikes now. Rothenberg trying to avoid his 4th K of the night. Tebow would love to pick up a pair here in the top of the 8th. Marauder right-hander set. The 1-2. Fouled off. Rothenberg spoils it to stay alive. chirps of, you need some more pine tar. After Rothenberg's bat's flown out of his hands a few times. Oops, swing, ground ball, cut off by Rivas. Throw to first in time. Three up, three down in the top of the eighth. We go to the home half. Marauders 6, Tigers 4. The score when we come back on MILB TV, Bally Sports Live, and your Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th, as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV, and Bally Sports Live for the bottom of the eighth at Leacom Park. Ben Picornia, your voice of the Baby Bucks, with you. Happy night for everyone in attendance, including those in black and yellow. Marauders leading 6-4 with an inning to go. Keep in mind, hopefully not playing that bottom half of the ninth. It was a no-hit performance for the first four innings for Troy Melton, the starter for Lakeland, but the Marauders offense that has been lights out in Tuesday and Wednesday's games came alive in this one in the fifth and sixth innings. They go 7-8-9 in this inning. Davis Nadal leading it off. 1-for-3 in the game, 2 strikeouts, but a towering 2-run homer on the stat line for him. First pitch takes fastball outer half for strike one. Very few guys that you see are tied for the team lead with home run, but also have the third baseman playing in on the corner, waiting for a bunt. As the 0-1 in the dirt and the count even at 1-1, Davies calls time, having some trouble with the C-flap on his helmet. Wiggles it back into place, throws the lid back on. The 1-1. Nadal takes a home run swing but comes up empty. It's strike two, the count 1-2. Marauders, if results hold, will improve to 18-12 on the season. Next pitch, a wave and a miss. Strike three, one away. Here in our 30th game of the season. Romero in the batter's box, replaced Samilla defensively and moved to second last inning. Watches one low get called for a strike. The count 0-1 with one away. Romero batting 0-91 this season. Trying to find some base hits. 0-1 ground ball towards short. Fielded routinely by Reyes. Strong throw to first. Barely gets Romero for the second out of the inning. Brings up the ninth spot of Omar Alfonso, playing his first game at the single-A level in his career tonight. Grounded out in the third inning. Had an RBI double in the fifth. And flied out in the sixth. A 1-for-3 night for the Marauders catcher. First pitch to him from Jordan Marks. Offering low. Ball one. Marauders with an empty bullpen. Indicates it'll be Junior Tebow's game to finish. Chasing the six-out save. 1-0 pitch. Fouled off the end of the bat. Into the glove of the catcher, Rothenberg, for strike one. One-one. Easy take for Alfonso to offering way up and outside. Two balls and a strike. Mark set. 2-1 home from the right-hander. Alfonso backs out of the way of it, but it ends up right out over the heart of the plate, taken for a called strike. It's 2-2. 2-2, two away. Mark's trying to work a 1-2-3 inning. Hard hit chopper towards second, charged and fielded on the letter high hop by Sakara. Throw to first in time, and the Marauders are set down in order. We go to the ninth. Marauders protected a two-run lead, chasing three outs to take the game win in the third matchup of the series. We'll be right back for the finish. Stick around. Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, MILB TV and Bally Sports Live. Top of the ninth at Lecom Park. Marauders protecting a two-run lead. Junior Tebow on the mound trying to collect a six-out save and give the Marauders the win in Game 3 of the series to take a 2-1 advantage in the six-game stretch. Familiar territory, Marauders led by two on Tuesday night trying to reverse their fortunes. Protecting a late lead. First pitch fastball from Tebow sets the tone. A strike on the outer half and it's 0-1. Dominic Johnson, who has accounted for three RBIs in the game tonight, takes a fastball up and it's 1-1. All three RBI, actually. For Lakeland, the only other run that scored aside from a ball put in play by Johnson was a steal of home on a walk-off play as Tebow's fastball somehow registers as a ball on ABS. It's 2-1. Neutral count to Johnson. Tebow fires home. Fastball waved at and missed. A hammering delivery from Tebow. 93 on the gun for strike two to even things up. Tebow comes set. 2-2, nobody out. Johnson leading off the ninth. The pitch fouled off. Alfonso couldn't squeeze it, and we'll do the 2-2 pitch again. Tebow struck out one and worked a 1-2-3 inning in the eighth. Righty nods at the signs and sets the 2-2 pitch again. Swing and a miss, ball in the dirt. Gets away from Alfonso, takes the inside lane, throw to first. Castillo steps on the pillow, and there's one away. Strikeout number two of the night and four batters face for Junior Tebow. Brings up Adinso Reyes, the shortstop, 0-for-3 tonight. Pair of groundouts and a flyout for the right-handed hitter. First offering to him from Tebow. Fastball waved at and missed. Tied him up on the inner half. 96 on the gun from Tebow for strike one. 0-1 offering now. Swing and a miss. Goes high with the fastball at 95 and the count 0-2. Tebow hunting a three-pitch punchy for the second out of the inning. 0-2. Hit high and deep to right that one. Well struck but foul. And we'll do it again. Tebow with a fresh rock on the mound. Ready, set, the 0-2 again to Edinso Reyes. Swing and a miss, strike three. The deuce, and there's two away. Three strikeouts and five face for Junior Tebow. 27 outs in a game of baseball. Luke Gold represents the last hope as the Tigers are down to their final one. A strikeout, a single, and a ground out back to the mound in a 1-for-3 night for Gold. First pitch to him from Tebow. Fastball misses high and away. 1-0 the count. Tebow set, 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, a wild hack at a fastball. Low and in the dirt from Gold to even up the count at 1-1. Tebow with the even offering home. Hit high and deep to right center field. Racing back to the warning track is Nolasco. He's there. He makes the play. Marauders win. Raise the Jolly Roger. Bradenton with a 6-4 victory. Tonight at Lecom Park, they go 2-1 up in the series. The victory horn rings out. And let's go Bucks echoes throughout Lecom. Happy high five line for those guys on your screen there. Another thunderous offensive performance in clutch moments. Pays dividends here tonight. Marauders improved to 18-12 at the 30th game of the season. Lakeland dropped to 12-18, and with Clearwater trailing by 7 runs in the ninth inning at Dunedin. Expecting that result holds, your Baby Bucks are 4 games outside of first place, approaching the halfway point in the first half of this season. Game gets wrapped up in a time of 2 hours and 13 minutes here tonight to a crowd of 992 Marauders fans and a couple of folks who made the mistake of sporting some Tigers gear. Take you through the final line scores tonight. First for the Tigers, who fell in this one. 4 runs on 6 hits for Lakeland. They commit 1 error defensively. 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. They leave 3 men on base. Aside from the 6th and 1st inning for Lakeland, they never really threatened much. They picked up 2 in the 1st, loaded the bases with no outs. Managed to push in 1 on a sac fly from Dominic Johnson, followed up by a steal of home on a double steal move walk-off play. Alessandro Urcalani then pitched 3 perfect innings in the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th for the Marauders. 2 runs coming in to score in the 6th off Joshua Loshorn. Gave Lakeland the lead for the time, but the Marauders would roar back in the home 6th after tying it with 2 in the 5th. A 1-out rally in that home 6th for Bradenton. A single for Rivas, followed up by an RBI triple for Torero. An RBI knock for Mojica. Tied it up at 4 before Dave East Nadal parked one in the right field bullpen. His 3rd homer of the season made it 6-4, and that's how this thing finished up. The Marauders with 6 runs off of 8 hits tonight. No errors defensively, a very welcome bright spot. 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. They leave 6 on base, but at the end of the day, does not come back to hurt them tonight. The win in the game goes to Joshua Loshorn. He improves his record to 2-1 this season. The loss to Joe Miller, who came out of the bullpen and tossed an inning and a 3rd for Lakeland, giving up 4 earned runs, walking 2, striking out 1. Most importantly, 1 of his 4 hits, the 2-run homer, surrendered to Davies Nadal. The save in the game goes to Junior Tebow, his 3rd of the season. It was a 6-out, perfect 2-inning performance in hit from him to collect what is now his 3rd save in 3 opportunities, perfect this season when presented with those chances. A very complete game. The Marauders did a lot well in terms of carrying their offensive performance from the first 2 nights here tonight. It took a little bit to get things going. Props due to Troy Melton, the starter for Lakeland, who tossed 4 2/3 and was hitless after 4 innings on the mound, allowing just 1 base runner on a walk in those first 4 innings. Marauders will look to keep it going tomorrow night. It's a Thomas Harrington bump day on a Friday at Lecom Park. Tomorrow, Marauders 5-0 record in Friday night matchups. Harrington 4-0 on the season. That is a welcome sign to see him head to the mound. Marauders looking to guarantee a series split with a win tomorrow night. Loshorn with the win, Miller with the loss, Tebow gets the save. 6-4 Bradenton, the final. Marauders 4 games outside of first place and 18-12 this season. I'm your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni. Hopefully we'll see you at 6:30 tomorrow night. Hope you enjoy the broadcast, because you sure as heck enjoyed the outcome, Marauders fans. That's all for now on MILB-TV, Bally Sports Live, and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Go Bucks!
Our home team, a new pirate generation, everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Take me out to where the pirates play, catch the sights, cheer the plays, feel the glory of yesterday. Center field, grand slam, fence and cracker jack, crowd cheers, I don't care if I ever get back.
Listen to the game with my radio on, rap along to the rhythm of a Buffalo song. To the bar, to the cab with nobody else, stop the beat, line drive,
everybody shout,
boop, boop, boop,
for our home team, a new pirate generation, everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Every side of the Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game, everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
To the field of green, young and old stories told from your childhood dreams. Pops, Wagner, Trainer, Mazin, heroes yet to be made. Great catch, clutch hits like lamented plays.
Listen to the game with my radio on. Rap along to the rhythm of a Buffalo song. To a bar full crowd with nobody out. Stop the green line drive,
everybody shout.
Root, root, root
for our home team, a new pirate generation.
Let's go Bucks!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Root, root for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Everybody shout,
everybody shout,
root, root, root for our home team, a new pirate generation, everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Every slide there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game, everybody shout,
root, root, root
for our home team, a new pirate generation, everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Every slide there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game, everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
YouTube is the new home of NFL Sunday.